Adrian, you've been playing this league long enough to appreciate moments and times, things like that. How does it feel the next day when you battle like that and go through
it? It hurts, you know, but so what can you do? You know, it is what it is. You have to take it as that and, you know, get your mind focused on next year, you know. So I already set my top goal for next year is to win the NFC North and, you know, playing in the Super Bowl in Houston.
What about for you? I mean, you came back, you led the league in rushing. Mm-hmm. A lot of things happened in the last year, of course. Do you have a feeling of validation? What do you feel like at the end of the year?
No, definitely not validation. You know, ended in this type of way. But, you know, I feel like it was a blessing, you know, to be able to come back and, you know, you think individually just accomplish some great things. But, you know, it's just unfulfilled when you end your season in the first round. So it's all about just kind of going back to the chalkboard, you know, as a player, you know, making sure that I'm staying focused on doing the things that's going to help my body, you know, heal up and be ready to come back and be a better player overall than I was this season.
What does that mean to you? I mean, your off-season workouts are kind of legendary. Do you change them? Do you do anything different?
I don't do anything different. I just go after it harder, you know. So a lot of motivation going into this off-season. Some things that we want to accomplish for next year. And, you know, my mindset is just to come back and, you know, be the best I've, you know, you guys have seen just overall and, you know, for this organization as well.
Adrian, lots of people obviously talk about winning the Super Bowl, but how realistic is it that this team potentially could next year?
It's definitely realistic. You know, I feel like offensively there's some things that we can do better as players. You know, Coach Turner and his staff, they did a great job of putting us in a position to win this season. You know, things, you know, changed throughout the season and we found the right formula. You know, but I feel like with the group of guys that we have and, you know, the way guys fight for each other, defense is, you know, those guys showed me something yesterday. You know, and it's not like, you know, I haven't seen it throughout the season, but, you know, yesterday those guys really stepped up, you know, to the plate. So, you know, when I just look at us overall, special teams included, you know, I feel like the sky's the limit for us. So, you know, we're bringing players to help us. You know, I know Rick is going to do a great job of doing that. That's what he's done these past couple of years, and that's why we are the type of team that we are now. You know, so I think, you know, our chances is as good as anyone's.
Are you talking about becoming a better player? What comes to mind for you?
Mm-hmm. The first thing that comes to mind is making sure that I put an emphasis on, you know, protecting the ball. You know, that's going to be my number one objective, you know, going into this offseason. So you take things for granted, you know. You know, I've joked around and said, you know, yeah, I don't put the ball on the turf, but, you know, how many have I lost? You know, the guys have lost more fumbles than me this year, you know. But you know, when they come back and, you know, it bites you in this type of way, you know, it's something that I want to, you know, I put an emphasis on for this offseason. So, you know, that's going to be the main thing, you know, overall, just being a better player, you know, and a better fit for this offense as well. And so I'll be able to there's a lot of things that I'll be able to look back on and, you know, just improve on during the offseason.
Who's Mike Zimmer been in
that relationship? He's been, you know, a lot. You know, he means a lot to me. You know, I've stated throughout the year, this is his mentality, you know, his whole approach. And, you know, even though I'm hurt, you know, I hurt for the coaches as well, because they so much time, they sacrifice. You know, and I sit back, I'm like, man, I couldn't do it, you know, so. And to have, you know, those type of guys, you know, around you, and you know that their goal is to win a championship and accomplish the same things that you accomplished. And, you know, you want to go out and do your best for them, you know. So, you know, it hurts in this way, but even more when I look in those guys' eyes.
Adrian, a better fit in what ways? So you wanted to be a better fit for this offense in what ways?
You know, just being more versatile, you know. You know, you just kind of you look at the young guy, Jared, you know, and when he comes in a lot on third down, and, you know, he presents a different piece, you know, to our offense. You know, everybody, y'all run routes and things like that. So, you know, I envision myself doing things like that at a different level, you know. So that's what I mean by being more involved and being more diverse when it comes to the offense that we have.
At this point in your career, what challenges you?
What challenges me? Just being the best player I can to help my team win a championship. That's the thing that I'm focused on the most. I think that's the only thing that really challenged me.
Now, does your training in the offseason change? It seems like you came in leaner this year. Body fit. Is it a different regimen that you use?
Not really, man. You know, I go out there and I go through my training, and if I'm a little heavier, then I'm a little heavier. If I'm trimmer. You know, I just kind of accept whatever comes, and I have to do the mix of working out and going through the grind. So it won't be anything different from the past couple of years.
Now, how was it different when you were the young guy on the team? When Brett was here and you were the young horse, and now all of a sudden you're the, not the old guy, but you're the veteran guy. Has it changed? Has your role changed in the locker room with being kind of a mentor to some of these young guys?
Yeah, it has changed tremendously in that way, just being more of a mentor, being more outspoken, talking to the young guys, giving these guys, advice. And, a lot of these guys, 90% of the guys haven't played, 95% of the guys haven't played in a playoff game before. Just being a mentor throughout the season with different things, and when it comes to the games and the way that the guys play and their approach, to games and different situations that we go through, just being more vocal. So that's something that I've stepped up and been a part of.
Have you been real approachable? Because I know some of these guys are like, they first come here, they stop and they look at your locker. They go, "That's Adrian Peterson's locker."
Yeah, I feel like I'm approachable. I think it's more so on the younger guys. You'd be kind of hesitant to come up and say something to me. I don't know. I sit back and I don't know why, And so it's funny to me when I hear guys say, "That's just someone's Adrian." How do you approach him? It's kind of humbling, but I did a better job of going up to guys, young guys. When I see it in their eyes, that they're probably wondering or want to ask a question, just going up and sparking a conversation and seeing what's on their mind.
Adrian, how did you evaluate North Turner's offense, from the beginning of the year to where you guys ended up?
Evaluated? Just very diverse, man. He has so much that he can present, as an offensive-minded coach. Things just kind of, we got settled and kind of got into our groove, midway into the season. And, when I look back overall, there's so much more that, I want to be involved in, and I just got to take it upon myself, going into my third year into his office, really second to actually being around, there's a lot that I have to take on to be able to contribute more.
Do you think you guys need to score more points next year?
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. Just taking yesterday, you get three touchdowns, but we're getting rid of Arizona, last 4 weeks, I think we did a good job of putting points on the board, but as an offense, you want to lead the league in scoring, so that's something that, we'll focus on as well.
Adrian, how
are
you feeling health-wise? Is there anything you're
going
to have to get cleaned up or
health-wise, I'm blessed, man. It's one good thing I can take. Came out, body is healthy. A little, nags, nicks and stuff here and there, but just the rest, will heal those things.
You talked about last year kind of being the year off, that would keep your body fresher this year without it taking any of those hits last year. Did that make a difference down the stretch, do you think?
Yeah, I think it made a difference, anytime you can, just heal the body, let the body rest. And the body didn't feel beat up, throughout the season towards the stretch. I felt fresh, I recovered faster, you can't do too much about, certain things, ankle injuries and things like that, but overall, I came out on top.
Those last couple seasons before
before you had the layoff, you had to have cleanup surgeries in the offseason a couple times. Feel like you are going to need anything, or did you avoid that this year, having to have anything done?
Yeah, like I said, I came out good, you know, so body's healthy.
Adrian, on the loss, some of the players were saying it's probably good to talk about it, use it as motivation. Do you agree with that, or you just think, forget it and move on? What's your view on that?
It's hard to forget about it, but you definitely got to use it as motivation. You know, you take the negative things and you try to look at it and take all the positive out of it as you can. And so it'll be motivation for us, something for us to build on. You know, because at the end of the day we lost, we know we were a better team. You know, we were able to see a lot in ourselves that we knew we had, just confirmation. So there's a lot to take from it.
You've been on playoff teams here before. What gives you a reason for optimism about making it this far?
You know, I look at our defense, you know, the type of defense we have, we're going to have a chance every year, you know, for the next 10 years.
Thanks, Adrian. Appreciate it.